Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to my home. Literally, we are live from my home, the offices of Mosby Building Arts. This is Right at Home with Rich, and I'm your host, Rich Orris, and this is our live Stuff the Truck event. If you are out and about, say you're doing some Christmas shopping, we can use your help. Today until 2 p.m., we're looking for your donations to help three great charities. So today we are supporting the Woman's Safe House, Home Sweet Home, and Lydia's House. So what are we looking for, you ask? We need clothing for women, children, teens, bedding, household goods, bathroom goods, cleaning supplies, anything you use regularly around your house. This is stuff that can, you know, we need and can really help out. So what are we doing here today? So at our office, we have pictures with Santa. We have kids' activities. We have a full house in the room right now having a great time. Outside, we have our food truck, two girls, four wheels out front. You can get, you know, grilled cheese. And I had some of these grilled Brussels sprouts. They have awesome stuff at the food truck. Bring your kids, bring your pets too. And last but not least, we have Scott Mosby broadcasting live on his show and me right at home with Rich Orris for the next hour here at our office. So if you're out on the move, if you're shopping, if you're doing things, you're near Kirkwood, pick up some household goods, pick up some things we could use, get in on the spirit of the season right now. The address where we're at, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. Zip code is the important part. There is a Leffingwell down by the studio downtown, so you want to make sure you've got the one in Kirkwood. Basically, 44 in Big Bend area is exactly where we're at. If you know the area, we are next door to one of my favorite stores, the Puzzle Warehouse, so we should be pretty easy to find. Come on down and give some donations. Get in on some of this fun. Get some pictures with Santa, have some lunch. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock. So we got 1 hour with me and 2 hours left on the whole event. So, and if you come in, feel free, check me out, come in, sit down, ask me a question on the air. Or if you're out there and you have any questions, you can still give us a call today, 314-241-9797 or toll free 866-455-9797 for any questions you have about the home. I will still be here for you today. And halfway through the show, my hack. So you're going to want to stick around for that. And but the main topic today I want to get into is, you know, just helping others. It's time to give. It's time. It's the season right now. Come on by, get some food, get some donations. You can win. There's drawings. You can win some cool stuff. Kids will have a blast. One more time, the address is 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. And so during the show, I'm going to be bringing, you know, people here in and out talking about what we're doing, the charities, different things like that, and, you know, how it's kind of the time to help and really, you know, get in with everything. So speaking of helping out, my first guest here today that I want to bring in to you is someone kind of near and dear and personal to my heart here that has really helped me tremendously. Angela Hockman is with me here for a few minutes. So, Angela, how are you doing today?
Oh, Rich, I am doing so well. And thank you for having me as a guest. I thought I would just drop off things in the truck, get a snowflake cookie, and be on my way.
Yeah.
But it's a treat to share the air with you.
I won't let anybody do that if I can help it. I'll suck them in for sure. So, for everyone out there, so Angela is an acting coach, and she has a business called An Action with Angela. Talking about, you know, helping people further their careers, better themselves. So the connection here is that I have been working with Angela for mainly this entire year.
Just about, yeah. I think November was our work anniversary.
Yeah, awesome. So, and we've been meeting every couple weeks and going over ideas and you know, stuff to do on the radio and just, you know, trying to help me get a little better for you guys, the listeners, and make it, you know, a little better show, better energy, and really get people involved in everything. So Angela has been helping me with that for a year now. And can you just maybe explain to everybody, so what else do you do in that with, you know, your business and how you help people? And
yeah, so honestly, first of all, it is a true pleasure to work with you guys at Mosby. I love the company. I adore working with you guys. And I have learned so much about home improvements and this and that. And I listen to the hacks. I tell my husband, did you know that you can use blah, blah, blah for this around the house? So it truly is. I think it's a two-way learning street here. So we learn from each other.
That's great.
But yeah, so I coach actors and radio hosts that are wanting to be a better version of themselves and their creative endeavor. So whether they're pursuing theater or commercials or television or voiceover, anything like that, I work with them. And it's not just, let's have you read this a little bit better. I like to go a little deeper and think, what do you want ultimately? Let's work through some goals. Then how do we break those down and work backwards so that we have some tactical and practical ways for you to achieve and really be the best version of yourself, whether it's on air, on stage, on film. So I've been doing this about a year and a half. I work with kids and adults of all ages, and it's just really cool to see people maybe surprise themselves and do something that they couldn't do because they're willing to take a risk and maybe push themselves creatively. And I just try to really work closely with them and make sure we're handling the creative part of performance as well as the business part too, because that's a big element. I think those two really work in tandem.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've done wonders with me, I think. I mean, hopefully I've given the effort in too, but coming up with, you know, the hacks and the different things to do on the show and, you know, different ideas and things. So it's not just, yeah, about, you know, how you talk or what, but it's what you're doing and how we're doing it. We go over the whole gamut of the show. So it's really, I feel like it's really helped me, and I think it's a great thing. And, you know, there's probably a lot of people out there that, you know, can benefit, you know, from this if they're doing something like this or any kind of, you know.
Thanks. I hope so. I like to ask people early, like, where do you want to go? And where are we today? How do we get from A to B? And how can I help you along that journey? It's really that simple if the people are willing to put in the work, because it's not easy and it's a process. And it's like, you know, it's conditioning, which is why I think working as regularly as we do is what gets you to the level of success that you and the show are at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, hey, great having you on. I'm glad you can come
and
give with us and meet more of the Mosby family and,
of course,
realize that it really is. This is like a great thing here at Mosby, and it really is a big family, and we really are, we want to help everybody out, and we want to get to know each other in the process and have some time to hang out, and that's really what this is all about. So I say we take our first break here, and for now, I want to remind everybody that, come on in. Come by the office, pick some stuff up, anything, blankets, pillows, toothpaste, female, feminine goods is a huge thing we're looking for. Bring it on by and check out the fun down here at our office. One more time, it's 645 Left Fiendwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. So we'll take that break, and we will have more people to get with and talk with when we return. All right, welcome back to Right at Home with Rich. Yes, we are live at our house. We are down at the Mosby office. We are taking donations for three wonderful, wonderful charities. We need any kind of household goods. We need any kind of clothing for women, children, teens, beddings. Cleaning supplies is a big one. Think of if you had to leave your home rapidly, what would you need when you got to a new place? You would need, feminine supplies. You'd need toothpaste and toothbrush. You would need, all these things that maybe you couldn't have, grabbed up and taken with you. So any type of household goods, bring them by our office. We are having a blast down here. 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. And we've got a lot of people coming in and out. We have a lot of our fellow teammates, employees coming in and out with their families, donating. Outside, we have a little bonfire going to keep everybody warm. We've got a food truck out there. We've got the truck that we're trying to fill up with all these great items. So if you're running around shopping, pick some stuff up, run by today till 2 o'clock. I'll be here live on the air till 1 o'clock. So if you want to come in, see me, check it out. You can ask me a question on the air, whatever your fancy. I mean, we are here just to try and help out and, really have a great time today. So speaking of helping a lot of people out, I just had Angela on that's been helping me out throughout the year with the radio. And so now I have a guest that stopped in for me here that actually is one of our designers who helps me out pretty much on a daily basis throughout the year. Jen Lewis, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing great. Hey, I want to, first of all, thanks for bringing out some family members, bring in some, donations and stuff. It's just a great opportunity to help out, isn't it?
It is. It's great. My son and I went shopping this morning, grabbed a few things, and he had a great time filling up our shopping cart just with things to bring here.
Yeah. And so, it's a big thing to know, because we've always, in the past, we always did the toy drive, and mm-hmm. It was always new toys. And even my own mother was like, oh gosh, she stopped by, a few nights back, and I was telling her what it was, and she was like, I'm glad I stopped by. Like, I would have brought toys, and I'm like, I know. So, it is different charities this year, and it is household goods, things like that. But it just makes everybody feel good. So my mom works part-time at Kohl's, and she just ramsacked that place, gets a great discount. Oh my gosh. I have so many pillows and blankets and just so much cool stuff that, hopefully will help everybody out. But speaking of helping each other, mm-hmm. So here at Mosby Building Arts, because we have a couple different kinds. So we have our full design build, service with really lengthy, intense depth designs that, really get into some whole houses, some kitchens, changing a lot, moving a lot. But sometimes it's just simpler than that. Mm-hmm. You still need the study. You still need the design. You still want to know what it's going to look like, how it's going to work for you. But it can be, much, much simpler. And you work with me and a lot of the other guys around the office on that simpler, kind of quicker version of kitchens, baths, and other types of remodeling and everything. So you kind of explain, you know, the type of kitchen and bath and stuff design that you do for us here.
Yeah, so I do, I am the Right Kitchen and Bath designer here at Mosby, and I typically will work on smaller projects, more of a pull and replace. You're keeping, for example, in your bathroom, you have a smaller hall bathroom. You really can't move walls or anything. It's a very good footprint. We keep the tub and the toilet and the vanity there. Maybe take out that tub into a walk-in shower. In your kitchen, as long as you're keeping your appliances in generally the same area, if you scooch it over an inch or two one way or another, that's, you know, different. But you're not taking out any load-bearing walls. More of those simpler design projects is more what I is more my thing here.
and so all of these jobs, you know, get into permitting and plumbing and electrical, because even though sometimes it seems, you know, pull and replace can be everything's on the surface, and maybe some of them don't need a permit, but most of them. You want to add some kind of lighting. You want to add, there's something, you know, even in a simple bathroom, for the most part, we're adding, you know, a weatherproof light over that shower tub area, where we are getting into rough ends with, you know, some permitting needed and stuff. So we need those drawings.
You do.
Whether we need it for a visual or not, because of the permitting process and everything.
Yes.
But so the best part of this process, really, that I love to see, and, you know, the service-oriented portion of this really is the selections. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of explain, like, once we're through that part, how do you help the clients get through some of those selections?
So the selections process is a quicker process than what it would be if you were to be in the design build, the more majorly custom designs. Yeah. I have samples of cabinets, countertops, flooring, tile, vanity tops that I'll meet with the clients in our office, and we'll try to knock out most of those, if not all of those selections here in the office. If we have to, for appliances, I'll take them to a showroom that not only has appliances, but they'll also have plumbing fixtures, light fixtures. We try to make it more of a one-day shopping trip, rather than we're going to go over here and over here and, you know, several days later.
Yeah. And it's really filling that need, because I've been a part of a couple of them with you where it was, you know, hour and a half. We were done. Everything was selected. Everything was good. And then others, you know, it's kind of like a little unsure, need to get out and see a couple things, or maybe they don't, you know, they're just not, don't have a fancy for, like, some of the floor tiles. So then that item can go out and find, you know, something different. But, you know, for the listener, imagine, you know, like you walk into, like, you know, it's not like the old days when you walked into 7-Eleven and you had like five sodas to pick from.
Right.
Now you walk into Quick Trip and you've got like just two walls of just drinks and flavors and all this stuff to get through. So what I really like about this process is how you can kind of narrow it down and help bring certain things to the table. And it's good designer advice. This is going to look well together. And that way, it just makes it easier to pick through. And, you know, for the client that's kind of unsure and stuff like that, you're not looking at, you know, a whole gamut of stuff. But then if you need to look at that whole gamut, then we go out and we can accomplish that.
Yes. It's oftentimes there's one item in the space, whether it be the kitchen or bathroom, that the homeowner really just wants that pop, and we're not finding it with these selections that are kind of already, you know, set aside. So we'll go shopping, we'll go to a tile shop and find that wow backsplash for them. And again, it's not, you know, a week long process.
It can be much, much quicker in getting through it and everything. And that is, you know, that's a great thing, because it just helps people get to those decisions, get through it and pick out, you know, what they want and what they're really going to like. And, you know, and there is, you know, seeing some of those 3D renderings still is very helpful. Like the one bathroom we just did, where, you know, they were really uncertain on the mirror, and the one big mirror or not. And you know, you came up with an awesome design that really broke that mirror up with a frame and then had a little round part in the center, you know, above it all, that they just really fell in love yeah. with. And that can be so helpful to everybody.
Yeah. And when I, and as going on to the 3D renderings, when I had presented it to them, when we were just doing the measuring, they were like, oh, I don't know if I really want three separate, the look of three separate mirrors. Yeah. And then they saw it and they were like, that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, the one big mirror really gets into, is that, you know, get a little about outdated or not, or is that, so they were kind of torn. And mm-hmm. yeah, getting to see that really just put them over right. the edge and done, yep. you know, with that. And it just, it's so helpful. It is a great system for everybody and anybody out there, even simpler stuff. You know, we can go through this. We can help you out so much with that stuff. Feel free to, you know, check out our website, callmosby.com. You know, call in our office, have us out, and we can check it out and explain that stuff to you. 314-909-1800. So for now, Jen, thanks for coming
Thank
on
you,
with
Rich.
Me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
And we got a hard break we're about to hit. So for everybody else out there, we are at our office, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. Come out and see us. Bring some donations. Get in on the fun. All right, we are back. We are halfway through the show, but we have so much action here today and so much good going on that I want to make sure that we get everybody in and get everybody's information out there. And because there's really some great things happening. There's really some great, great causes here. We picked three of them this year to really, you know, fill in and try and help out as best we can. So again, for those of you just turning in, this is our live Stuff the Truck event. We are at the Mosby office, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. We are accepting donations until 2 p.m. We need all sorts of household goods, clothing, bedding, everything that you would need if you were displaced out of your home. And so with me here today, one of these charities called Home Sweet Home, I have Betsy with me. And apparently, Betsy, you started this a few years back.
We did.
And, you know, what a great, I got to commend you for even taking something like that on, and it's awesome that people do. I wish I could, you know, take on something that big. Maybe someday I'll get a chance, but for now, can you just explain, so what exactly is Home Sweet Home? You know, what do you do, and what are you trying to get,
yeah,
you know, collect for people?
So Home Sweet Home is a nonprofit furniture bank. So we take donated okay. furniture and household items. We put it into a big warehouse over in Brentwood, Hanley Industrial Quartz. But then the important part is that we partner with agencies like the other partners here today, like Lydia's yeah. House and the Women's Safe House. And those clients are able to come when they're moving into their own space and pick out their own furniture. So they are able to come and say, I like that couch, but not that one. They're able to pick out a kitchen table and pots and pans and lamps, wall arts, bedding, everything that they need to set up a home from scratch, because a lot of times they're starting with absolutely nothing. And then the really important part is we deliver it to them.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So that is really, really great. I absolutely love that. And, you know, I'm trying, you know, for everybody out there too, you know, for bring, if you can bring donation stuff by, we would absolutely appreciate it. And just, you know, being in a situation like that would have to be so, so hard. And, you know, I was at another charity event, like kind of over the last winter, that it was children that were, you know, getting into foster care and different, and they were yeah. talking about when they leave their house, they literally get one trash bag. Mm-hmm. And you're pulled out in an instant. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I remember thinking back then, what would I take in a trash bag? So imagine a family doing that. Imagine like a mother and a kid or two or three
right.
and a teenager. Like, what would my daughter bring? Like, oh my gosh, she has so much stuff. Like, what?
Right.
I couldn't imagine only getting to take that. So this help is so important for everybody. And that is totally awesome. So how long ago did you start this?
So we've been doing this for 4 years, and we've served about 1,500 families, and it's all thanks to people who have donated. Every single couch, every single pillow that's come into our doors has been donated by somebody in the St. Louis community. And so we can only do it because other people have given their generosity, and they give items that clients can be proud of. So stuff that's decent and nice and good. And we get a lot of new furniture. So we get furniture from Dow Furniture and Weekends Only and Slumberland. And so we get a lot of new stuff as well as beautiful donated stuff from individuals and businesses in the community.
Wow. So if people have stuff and now they're thinking, wow, I was just going to totally get rid of that, but this really is something that probably could be used. You know, how can they find you, or how can they get a hold of you guys to donate items like that?
So there, you can find information about donating on their website, which is homesweethomestl.org. But we accept donations Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 at our warehouse. But we also pick up in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. So people can find information online about how to schedule a pickup or how to drop things off.
Awesome. That is really, really great. I really appreciate you coming on. I'm glad that we can help you guys out and everybody else. And, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, when you're getting new furniture, stuff like that, think about these causes and get your stuff out there. Look up, you know, Home Sweet Home online and get stuff to them. These are awesome, great causes. So I appreciate you taking out a little bit of time out of your day and coming by and coming on with me.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So, and so I have Noelle from our office is going to be joining me here in a sec, too, that we want to kind of touch on these other two charities also that we've been gathering all this stuff for. And wow, Noelle, what a great event, number one, that you guys put on. I know you're like the main prize player in most of everything that's happening today. So thank you for getting this put together and everything.
Sure, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Has it been fun? Is it?
Yeah, it's
really
fun.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of donations being brought, which is amazing.
Yeah, that is really, really good. And, you know, it was really, so this is our seventh year?
Sixth
year? Mm-hmm. This is our sixth year doing this. So it was amazing to me how many people really knew about it already and were like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I found out no toys, because we'd been doing it so much that, you know, regular people just think it's going to be the same thing every year. But it's great to change it up and to help out different causes.
Absolutely.
I think it's a wonderful thing, and I love the way it brings our Mosby team together and gets, you know, so many of us here, you know, pitching in and everything. So can you tell us a little bit about the other two charities and you know, who they are and kind of what they do?
So Lydia's House is one charity that I've been working with personally. I'm planning one of their galas for them in February. So it's a charity that works in faith to end domestic violence by being a place of healing and a voice of home for abused women and children. And the other charity we're working with is the Women's Safe House, and they offer a full range of programs and services for women and children who are escaping domestic violence as well. So both the other two charities are more domestic, sexual abuse, violence in the home.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and so such a heartbreaking thing for people to have to go through.
Yes.
So I'm sure we can, you know, just feel the need of everything that, you know, I can only imagine how much they would appreciate.
Absolutely. And they said that every year between Thanksgiving and New Year's is their busiest time of year, which is crazy to think. You know, it's the holiday season, you're with your family and everything, and this is their busiest time of year that women are leaving their homes with their children and going to these shelters with nothing.
Yeah, so it just breaks my heart, the children, to think of these children.
Yes.
And it's, you know, 3 weeks before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going through and being pulled away. So, yeah, to be able to help them out and to give them some hope, I think is really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so here at Mosby, you know, for us, this is really also, you know, we're such a big team. We have so many people. We have, you know, the field, all the field guys. We have every trade out there. You know, as employees of Mosby Building Arts, we've got so many people here. Me and one of our project managers, Jill Huckleberry, were just talking about how much time might go by before she even gets to meet or work with, you know, one of the newer field guys, because there's so many field members. And I'm like, think of me.
Right.
You know, like, because I'm running around, I'm going to houses, I'm doing this. So, you know, I stop by projects and stuff, but it's, I mean, it can go quite some time. You know, if there's like 70 of them, oh my gosh, we get one new person. I could, it's 6 months or a year maybe before I even really see them somewhere or on a job. So to do these things, to be able to bring us, you know, a little closer together and get to meet, you know, some of those guys and really help out some great causes, I think is, you know, just really, really good thing.
It
so
is, yeah.
I appreciate Scott and Judy Mosby giving us the ability to do all of this. And then you, your hard work, you know, putting it all together and really making it such a great event. And for those other people out there that don't know, Noelle is also one of my other radio coaches here that she helps me through everything with the radio, getting things ready, topics prepared, just everything that, that happens. So another near and dear to my heart and big helper here that this is what, you know, we do as a family for one another. So I appreciate you coming on the air. And I appreciate everything we've done. And hopefully we're going to help out a great deal of people today.
So
I think we'll get into the final break here. And to remind everybody, you got an hour and 15 minutes. We'll be here till 2 p.m. If you can grab something, find it in your heart, come down, bring it into us, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. Come down, see us, get in on some of this fun, the food truck, all the stuff inside, bring the kids, bring a pet, take some pictures with Santa, have a good time, donate. We would love to see you down here. So we'll get into our break, and there will be more when we return. All right, here we go. Final segment here live at Mosby's office, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. I want to go over this one last time because we will be here for another hour after I am done on the air. So we are accepting donations. We are trying to stuff our truck. We want to fill up this box truck with as much donations as we can get. The causes here: Lydia's House, Woman Safe House, Home Sweet Home. We've been kind of talking about all of them and what they do. So what we're looking for is any household goods, clothing, bedding, cleaning supplies, bathroom supplies, anything you might need. If you were, just think about if you walked out your door today with just a bag full of stuff, what would you need when you got to your new location? What might you have forgotten or not brought, you know, and you just can't fit it all? So come on down, pick some stuff up, bring it in. We would love to see you. We would love to have you. We've got kids events. We've got a food truck, two girls, four wheels outside. You can get a grilled cheese. The Brussels sprouts was awesome. They've got several other things. So we're having a good time here. We're having a blast. We want to help out. And this is, you know, kind of what we do around Mosby. You know, for Mosby Building Arts, as remodeling homes, is trying to make things better. You know, our goal is to kind of make your home like it never felt so good to you. Well, think about getting displaced and getting into, you know, a new home. So what can you pick up and what can you bring out here to donate and maybe help, you know, some other unfortunate people that really could use that help, you know, make their new home like it never felt so good. They will appreciate it like you just couldn't imagine, you know, how good and, you know, how much that can help. So bring out some, you know, donations for us today. 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. We're right next to the Puzzle Warehouse. If you know where that is, we're right at basically Big Bend and 44. So if you're in the area, grab something and bring it by. We are really having a blast today. And we've had some great guests come on and talk about, you know, different things they do and how they help. And, you know, we all love that. So, excuse me, right now, I want to see if I can kind of help some people out with some of their Christmas decorating. So, you know, with the short span that we've had this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, I'm sure everyone's trying to get their decorating done and wondering, you know, kind of what could you do with some of these extra Christmas lights that maybe you have lying around once you think you're kind of done. And so we have some, you know, a few homemade ideas to kind of spruce up your Christmas decorations this year. So if you have some extra Christmas lights that you're not using, some things that you could do with them. So the first one is really cool, is you can take two wire hanging baskets. And, you know, every year we're throwing a couple of these things away from the front porch, and wire them together. You can spray paint it silver and just wrap some lights around it and kind of hang that outside where you put those hanging baskets, you know, throughout the year. Some other thoughts. Excuse me. So some other thoughts are foil cupcake liners. Put them around your lights. Works well around your windows in your home, kind of from the inside. So if you put those foil liners over those lights, kind of poke a hole and poke them through, it'll really throw that color out there, you know, through the window and everything. Another really cool idea is ping pong balls can make excellent light diffusers. So if you take some ordinary lights, drill a hole that kind of tightly fits that light bulb, you know, in there, it'll diffuse different colors off those regular ordinary white lights. A really cool idea I saw was actually for photos for Christmas or maybe a Christmas card, you know, wrap your child up in lit Christmas lights, and you can get some really, really neat, you know, photos of your kids with the Christmas lights and maybe make a Christmas card out of it. And on your tree, if you think about, you know, the lights that you put on your tree, we kind of do the same thing every year. And I saw some things where it talked about two different size bulbs, you know, on the Christmas tree would really make a difference in how that looks and lights up. It's a really, you know, kind of neat idea. So another really cool kind of decoration, like a faux, you know, fire pit, take a fire pit, put some logs in it, and just wrap everything in there with some clear Christmas lights. And you can put that outside for display, and it really looks like a cool, you know, faux fire outside. A snowman wreath. I thought this one was really, really cool. If you take three different sized wreaths and kind of wire them together, stack them up like a snowman, put some clear Christmas lights around it, a red scarf and a Santa hat, and you got a really cool looking lit snowman wreath. So a hula hoop. This was a really neat one that if you take a hula hoop and you kind of make a chandelier out of it and wrap it with some lace ribbon, put some icicle lights around it hanging down and then lights going up to hang it from, and you can kind of glue, you know, use a glue gun to attach all that onto that hula hoop, then that makes a really neat looking hanging display out on the porch or something like that. Pine cone vases looks really neat if you take a clear string of lights with some tall vases and pine cones and kind of put all that in a vase. And of course, the wine bottle lights that I've seen them around. I think these are really, really neat because you could do it with colored lights inside the different colored wine bottles and just kind of stuff them in there and set them out on the bar or the kitchen for a real quick, easy, you know, neat display there. So that is hopefully some cool ideas that you can, you know, help you out with your Christmas decorations and help you, you know, just kind of fill some of that up. And if you're missing some areas where you need something easy, hopefully that's some good ideas that will help get you through there. So last week we did a really cool aging in place design hack. Every week I do a hack like this, and you can find them on my social media, Facebook or Twitter. You can go back into the 97.1 Talk website, past episodes, and find any of them there. Listen to the podcast to find that information out. So look me up at Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby, or Twitter at Rich Orris. You'll find me pretty simply. So I want to just remind everybody one last time, come on out to our office. That's where we're at. We're collecting these donations, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, Kirkwood, Missouri, 63122. We'll have 1 hour left here to collect everything until 2 o'clock. So grab some stuff, bring it out, and you know, donate what you can. Even if all you can bring is a pillow or some toothpaste or a blanket, you know, it doesn't matter. All things help. Everything helps. You know, make someone's day today and bring something out with us and help out. I really appreciate it. And so I think we're just about out of time here. So I want to thank everybody that was with us today. I want to thank everybody that has brought stuff or will bring stuff until 2 o'clock to help us out. And have a good week and help everybody out. And I will talk to everybody next week. Stay tuned for Priscilla All Around the Yard.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.